I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A judge has rescheduled a hearing on indicted House Speaker Mike Hubbard's request to dismiss ethics charges against him. Circuit Judge Jacob Walker delayed the hearing until February 16th because of a scheduling conflict. Hubbard is alleging prosecutorial misconduct after a political consultant says he communicated often with the lead prosecutor and used the information to try to damage Hubbard politically. Political consultant Baron Coleman wrote in an affidavit that began with a whisper campaign during the primary election. Coleman says he drew no conclusions on whether anything that transpired was illegal or unethical. Walker gave prosecutors until February 11th to file a response. Hubbard is scheduled to go to trial on March 28th on ethics charges, accusing him of using his public positions to benefit his companies. Medicaid funding could be a key sticking point during this year's legislative session in Montgomery. A new report says the number of uninsured workers is higher in Alabama, in part because the state has an expanded Medicaid. The advocacy group Families USA issued the study. It says even with the Affordable Care Act, the number of uninsured workers only dropped by 12% from 2013 to 14. Families USA spokeswoman Dee Mahan crunches the numbers this way.
The decrease, which was around 36,000 from 2013 to 2014, because there was a pickup with ACA coverage, but the percent change is substantially on the lower end for Alabama.
ACA is the Affordable Care Act. Governor Robert Bentley's budget request includes only $100 million more dollars for Medicaid. The state agency that handles the insurance program for the poor wants almost $60 million more. Mardi Gras is in the air in Mobile and all along the Gulf Coast. Tomorrow is officially Fat Tuesday, but parades have been going on since early January. There are two more processions scheduled for today and six more tomorrow during Mardi Gras itself. Judy Gullidge is the executive director of the Mobile Carnival Association. She says a year of work leads up to the elaborate celebrations, which last longer than you might think.
Most people think Mardi Gras is about a 2.5-week celebration. It's a year-long preparation, and it really begins with the start of the Camellia Ball on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So the carnival season typically runs from around Thanksgiving through Fat Tuesday.
Mardi Gras might not be fun for everyone. The crush of visitors for tomorrow's Fat Tuesday celebration is so bad, the U.S. Postal Service will not pick up or deliver mail in certain spots of Mobile. In the Tennessee Valley and central and west Alabama areas tonight, cloudy skies, lows in the mid-20s. Much of the same Tuesday with highs between the lower and mid-30s. And clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, lows in the lower 30s, followed by sunny skies Tuesday with highs in the upper 40s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.